The Buzz Radio Network.
He doesn't need his name up in lights. He just wants to be heard, whether it's the beat of the mic. Feels so unlike everybody else, alone, in spite of the fact that some people still think that they know. But no, he knows the code. It's not about the salary, it's all about reality and making some noise, making a story, making sure his click stays up. That means when he puts it down, talks picking it up. Let's go.
Who the hell is he anyway? He never really talks much, never concerned with status, but still even him starstruck. Humble through opportunities given despite the fact that many misjudge him because he makes a living from writing raps. Put it together himself. The picture connects, never asking for someone's help, but to get some respect. Please only focus on what he wrote. His will is beyond reach, and now it all unfolds. The skill of an artist.
This is 20% skill, 80% fear. Be 100% clear, cause Ryu was ill. Who would've thought he'd be the one that set the West in flames? And I heard him wreck it with the crystal method, name of the game. Came back, dropped Megadeth, took him to church. I like Bleach, man. Ryu had the stupidest verse. Let's do this the truth. Now everybody giving them guest spots.
7 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Hogs have had the football since Mizzou went three and out on their first possession. Allen's going to throw, wants to throw, now dumps it underneath, completed the 15 to the 10 to the 5, touchdown Arkansas. Jonathan Williams snuck out in the flat, and it's an easy 23-yard touchdown. It's Brett Bielema at midfield trying to shake hands with Gary Pinkel. This is a spot where if you're the visiting team, you just get the heck out of Dodge before you get overrun. The clock strikes zero, and Missouri has won this football game. 21-14, the final score.
Sorry about the delay. I just wanted to say a few things to a couple guys on our team. I thought our guys embraced a short work week. A lot of guys played through some pain today. Obviously, you could see the determination of BA. It wasn't 100% effort. Just he wasn't 100%. But still, we thought he gave us the best chance to win and wanted to be out there. I think our defense played well. Might have wore down a little bit in the fourth quarter. Just for us to beat an SEC team of this caliber on the road, you got to play a lot more clean. One of our things that we preach on every day is to eliminate unforced errors, and there were some uncharacteristic offsides, a couple personal fouls, and then we obviously got to take care of the football. We've been able to take care of the football the two games prior to this, and we win games, and as soon as we start putting it on the ground and put that in our reaction, it's not going to work.
All right, welcome into the zone. The regular season comes to an end for the University of Arkansas, and they finish 500. Welcome in, Justin Akre, Pat Bradley, Matty T, and a special Monday appearance by Wally Hall. He's still presented by our friends at Deltic Timber. It's just not on Wednesday, but we'll take him any day we can get him on a gray Monday and a disappointing Monday for those of you who are Razorback fans. And Arkansas goes on the road as a favored team against the Missouri Tigers. SEC East champions, and they drop one in disappointing fashion, much akin to the A&M game, I would say.
It looked like Missouri got a lot stronger as the game went on, and the Hogs just faltered. Injury, whatever you want to call it, obviously just didn't finish strong.
The run blitz really hurt Arkansas. Took them out of their game, forced them to pass more. Quarterback's hurt. You know, and the longer he goes, the more that injury's going to bother him. Everybody knows athletics starts with your core. You know, I don't care what sport it is, you got to have a strong core.
Yeah.
And he had a tear.
That says strong base, but he's
strong
got a good base
yeah,
too.
Strong core. Well, yeah, you could see it. I mean, there was so many things he wanted to do.
And I don't know about you guys, I'm getting a lot of critical emails. Why did they leave him in?
Yeah.
You know.
Well, why did he?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, and it's been talked about before. How can you not have someone else ready? Clearly, you don't feel good about it. They had to do something against Ole Miss, and by anybody's account, Austin Allen was pretty solid against Ole Miss. You know, I don't understand it. He clearly was not right. He played okay for a half, but I mean, by the time you know they were early in the third quarter, you could tell he wasn't going to get the job done. He wasn't going to play well, and that's not on him. you know, you got to put this 100% on the coaches. Of course the kid wants to play. Of course he doesn't want to come out.
He's going to tell you, I'm fine.
Right.
I'm fine.
Or I'm okay. But, I mean, you know, regardless of the fact that he kept taking shots, regardless of the fact that Chaney called 10, literally, folks, 10 pass plays in a row, 10 pass plays in a row with over 3 minutes to go and timeouts left and needing one score. I just, for the life of me, I will never get that, the play calling there at the end. And I hate to question it. And again, I'm just an armchair Monday morning quarterback, same as you are. I don't know any more than anybody else does, but I do not understand that. I never will. That was insane. Even with a healthy quarterback, I didn't get that. And yeah. I understand that they were coming after him. They were pinning their ears back. This goes back to the same issue we've had all year, though, which is, where's the screen game?
Right.
You know? And they did throw a touchdown to Jonathan Williams. It was the first touchdown of the game. But, was, I mean, they threw to the backs one time in the entire game.
And there was another time he was wide open on the same play, and they didn't see him. So...
Anyway, it's just disappointing. Hmm. At the end of the day, though, 2 out of 3 at the end, anybody in their right mind, including the coaching staff, would have taken 2 out of 3 at the end. They got 2 out of 3 at the end. They're bowl eligible, and they're going to the postseason.
What Arkansas's got, and we've known this for a long time, we just hadn't voiced it, they have a core of possession receivers. They don't have the one guy that's going to get open for an 80-yard touchdown.
Now, they may have him on campus. He certainly didn't make it on the field this year.
Right. He may be redshirting. I really like Jared Cornelius. I don't know why he's not more involved with the offense.
I agree. You know, I guess the one guy is JoJo Robinson, a guy we expected, and then, of course, he had the untimely injury at the beginning of the season. Now, in 2 years from now, if they have a quarterback that's very adept at throwing the deep ball and he's a deep threat, we may be saying, well, good thing he redshirted that first year. It's all worked out just fine. But you're right. They don't have a guy that stretches the field. At the end of the day, this is who they are. This is their team. They have some limitations offensively. They are unbelievably improved, maybe more improved than anybody else in America year to year. So they're good enough to win against just about anybody. And certainly they'll be good enough to win against whoever they play in a bowl game that's also 6-6 or 7-5 or maybe even 8-4. So anyway, it's good to see them in the postseason. They talked about it for the few weeks leading up to it. Oh, it's so critical we get these practices. It's so important that we have a chance to get those, you know, those days of practice and a chance to play another game. Well, they've gotten their wish. That's huge, I think, and it's great for the fan base too. And it may be Shreveport. It may be
maybe at home.
It may be Memphis.
It could be at home.
What do you mean it could be at home?
Do you think there's a chance that
there's 12 SEC teams bowl eligible?
Okay.
And there's 10 spots.
Yeah, but you have to look at the rundown. I looked at a bowl prediction thing today. You're going to have Alabama in the championship provided they don't make the craziest slip up ever and lose. Well, if they do, then that muddies the water a bit. But I'm going to assume, like everybody else is, that the double digit favorite is going to win the game. And maybe they have to win at 55-45 again.
If I'm a bowl and I've got to pick between Arkansas and Florida, I'm taking Arkansas.
It depends. I mean,
you're
going to
have
game?
An assistant coach filling in as a head coach.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, we were talking about it. Look, the most obvious games to pick, I mean, as far as where your destination is going to be, the Birmingham Bowl should take an Eastern Division team. Maybe that's a Florida fit. I don't know. But for Arkansas, it makes sense for them to go to Shreveport. It's the closest one. If you're Shreveport, you're going, yes, please. We haven't had them in, what, 11 years?
Well, what if you can get LSU in your Shreveport?
Yeah, I mean, but you get the Dallas Bowl down there, too, or the Texas Bowl in Houston, which is close to LSU, too.
How often has that happened? Do teams get left out with 6 wins?
Yeah, I'm afraid Arkansas State's going to be left out.
I don't think either one of them get left out. And I'd be willing to bet money with anybody who wants to.
Somebody's
got three bowls. Well, we're up 4 bowls this year to 39.
Remember this.
Let's have one more stadium.
Well, the Sun Belt can't place two of their teams that are bowl eligible because they're not eligible.
But they finished first and fifth.
Doesn't matter. They can't go.
Okay.
Georgia Southern can't go. App State can't go.
Louisiana Lafayette.
Right.
They're going. Okay. Appalachian State going.
Appalachian State can't go, Wally. They're transitional. Oh, they're in the same boat that Georgia Southern's in.
That's Tommy's phone.
There it is. Tommy, we found it.
Okay. So someone's got to pick between Arkansas State and Texas State.
Arkansas State, Texas State?
Yeah.
And Texas State beat them heads up.
Give me the Red Wolf.
And pretty handily.
Give me the Red Wolf.
Well, but you know what? The other thing is you have to remember is there are bowl tie-ins or bowl tie-ins for other conferences that aren't going to be able to qualify all their teams.
I think there's only one.
Now, I read it this morning. There was at least two. There's I can't remember which conference it is, but like whoever's got the Cactus Bowl, whoever's got the connection there.
How about the Heart of Texas? I think that's the only one I saw.
Anyway, the Cactus Bowl is another one. So you have to look it up. But anyway, I think they'll both get placed somewhere. It is beyond me that Arkansas gets left out. That is too far-fetched for me.
It depends on the conference alignments and tie-ins. And
well, I saw a deal this morning. Again, as long as Alabama takes care of business, I'd have to maybe a Saturday down south that had it, but it's just too far fetched for me for them not to get in. Yes,
I will admit to you that everything I've seen on the internet, everybody that's prognosticating the bowls,
yes,
has Arkansas in a bowl, either Birmingham, Liberty, or Shreveport.
Speaking of Birmingham,
is it the Liberty Bowl going to take Tennessee though? That makes the most sense.
Would it make? But here's the thing about Tennessee, and I've seen Arkansas in the Music City. Tennessee has to go through Nashville to get to Memphis. Arkansas would have to go through Memphis to get to Nashville.
There's no way Arkansas is going to Nashville. I don't think the 6-6 record wouldn't indicate.
Music City?
Yeah, I don't think they
go to. That's a low-tier bowl. You ever been to it?
Yeah, I've been to it. I went the last time Arkansas went. It wasn't a very good bowl game. It's a great destination. Anyway, we'll see. We'll see what shakes out. Certainly there are possibilities. I think most people would bet money that Arkansas is not going to be left out. I also think Arkansas State's going to go only because those two teams can't go.
And they both appeal, but I don't see how they've already been turned down once.
No, I mean, why have the rule? I think Jim Harris mentioned it on Twitter today. It's like, why have the rule if you're going to let them appeal it and get in?
Right.
Yeah, it's great. You know what? Hey, the first year that UCA went up and played
exactly
in Division One, they won their conference championship. They not only couldn't go to the postseason, they couldn't even be recognized as conference champions. So they said, screw you, we're getting rings made anyway.
I call them conference champions.
Yeah, I do too. But, I mean, it doesn't matter what we say. It really only matters what the NCAA thinks, because that's the way history is going to show it. So, anyway, we'll see what shakes out. But I think both teams are deserving, and both teams will end up in bowl games. And I hope that it's Shreveport for Arkansas, personally.
If it's an ESPN bowl that has an opening, it's going to be an SEC team in it.
Yeah, I'd have to see the tie-ins again. We've been through this like 10 different times. But I don't know how Arkansas would get left out. You mentioned Florida. Florida may, you know, if anybody's left out, maybe it should be them. They only played as – it took my sales guy, who I don't necessarily consider to be somebody to be my go-to guy for sports, although he's certainly a longtime Razorback fan, Ballantyne, said, you know, they ended up 6-5. And I'm like, no, I can't be right. They played 12 games. He goes, no, they didn't make up the Idaho game. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. So they're 6-5. They have an interim head coach. Or are they going to let Muschamp?
No.
Okay. He's done.
So,
yeah, he already said it.
I mean, that's not really attractive.
There's not a lot of excitement around that program
no,
right
it's
now
still
for
Florida,
the fans. Or, yeah.
But remember when they were in the Sugar Bowl a few years ago and they didn't bring anybody? I don't know that they're like a hotbed as far as their fans either get. They want the elite performance or they're not going to support.
It's not national championship.
They are terribly fair weather, which is crazy.
Yeah, I can't imagine going to a second-tier bowl is going to be something that they're going to be playing around.
I'm telling you, if I had to pick between Arkansas and Florida, I'm picking Arkansas.
I would too, and not always would I say that, but I think this year it's pretty easy to make that case. So we'll see what's up. By the way, we are going to be in Fayetteville tomorrow. We'll try to get a feeling for what the coaching staff thinks. Scotty Thurman's going to join us.
Scotty Thermo.
We'll be at the Pryor Center for
oral
and visual history. Yeah, it's nice. So they're still working on the main area. They're working in kind of temporary offices.
This
in the
is
same
a huge
building.
Test for Arkansas.
Basketball?
Yes.
Yeah? Tomorrow?
No, Iowa State.
Yeah, Iowa State.
I mean, we're going to have – you're doing a show from there. It's so big.
Yeah, that's true. That's probably only because –
Two of them.
It's my alma
mater. I guess technically three.
Isn't it a clash of top 25 teams?
It is. Well, we'll see. I mean, did the new poll come out? I assume Iowa State stayed in the top 25 after losing to Maryland on a neutral court. But anyway, they're still very good. If they shoot it well, they're very good.
Well, they were 13.
You know, speaking of basketball, and we'll take a call here in just a second. The thing I like about Arkansas that I don't necessarily like about their next opponent is that they don't have to shoot it great, or so I assume, to win ball games. The problem is I haven't seen Arkansas not shoot it great yet. Do you guys realize? I didn't realize this until I looked it up this morning. Arkansas is fourth in the nation in three-point percentage. Fourth in the nation.
Listen, I
please don't tell Michael Qualls that.
It's
but
a
it's
great
true.
Stat. I just don't want people to expect
I know.
Them to end the season.
But is that not amazing?
Their stats are always better in preseason.
No, that's true. Yeah. But the
pre-conference,
thing,
I mean.
That's true. But think about it. The guys you want to shoot well are shooting well. You know, you want Madden to shoot it well. You want Bell to shoot it well. Qualls can do everything, and he's showing that so far this year, even yesterday when he was ill against Iona. But they're shooting 47% almost from three, just shy of that. They're shooting 48% from the floor, which is in the top 50 in the nation, too. So, I mean, they're doing a lot of good things. You know they're going to create pressure defensively. You know they're going to get easy buckets in transition. I just like what they're doing, and the fact that they're moving the ball so well, and you've got so many moving parts. People are willing to play their roles for the most part. And they did it yesterday against an Iona team, by the way, that's pretty talented.
Yeah.
They had three common opponents with Arkansas, and those two teams had beaten those common opponents by the exact same amount combined. Interestingly enough, though, Iona had played two of the three games on the road. The only team they had at home was Delaware State. Arkansas also did, of course, and they beat Delaware State by 50, so it skewed the numbers a little bit, did Iona. But then they go in there, and that's a good team they beat yesterday. I mean, it is. And North Texas was the same way. Very athletic. They'll get up and down, and if you can keep up, the fact that you could wear down those two teams says a lot to me about Arkansas's conditioning and their readiness.
The two most positive things I've seen this year as far as basketball goes for the Razorbacks happened in the SMU game. One, Bobby Portis turned and yelled, "Give me the ball!" That shows he's no longer a freshman. He's got some leadership in him.
Yep.
Second thing was, Kai Madden gave it to him.
There you go.
That's key. That's important. Yep. He's going to have to be that for this team.
Madden may be the upperclassman, but Bobby's the leader.
Yep.
I think they all know his unique talent. And that's one thing, especially going on the road in a hostile environment like Iowa State, you're going to need. There's going to be times where you will not shoot the ball well. There will be times where you do need Portis to say, "Get me the ball on the block," or wherever. So it's good that everybody is on the same page in terms of that.
We'll find out about Harris tomorrow, too. Hopefully he's going to be able to get back. And, you know, he's seems to be having maybe as much trouble as anybody right now figuring out exactly what his role is with some of the new guys being added in. But he's certainly a guy that's going to help you. Yeah, there's no question. He's a physical presence. I mean, he's a big-time body and
probably the toughest guy on the team.
I mean, look, if he wasn't playing well in practice, he wouldn't be starting. That's my thing. And his minutes may diminish if he doesn't figure out exactly what his role is going to be. But
he can give you so much. He's strong. It's just, I think offensively, you're right. He does get caught in where and what he should be doing exactly.
I don't need him to shoot outside 10 feet. I need him to hustle, play great defense, and get offensive rebound stickbacks. Am I crazy?
No, the only issue is, you know, it's tough when somebody views themselves as what kind of player they view themselves as.
Well, you know what's interesting too, Pat, is you see Ja'Cory Williams slid in that slot yesterday, and he's willing to accept, this is my role. I hustle, I defend, I run the floor, I try to get stick backs offensively, and maybe I'll take a shot if I'm open, and I'm definitely going to try to finish on the break. That's my job. He seems to be willing to accept that.
He's
I don't know.
Fit in well,
Landis
yeah. He's
is.
Certainly fit in great doing that.
And again, Landis started out with a guy that was expected to do much more offensively at Houston, and came through much of the time. Unfortunately, according also against Arkansas when he played them when he was at Houston. But
yeah, well, they played that game in North Little Rock, if you remember that. So there was probably a lot of motivation going on in that game. You know, that you just hope that he can get back to that. But with him, I think it starts with his mind. You know,
this is a better team than Arkansas I had 2 years ago, three years ago when they played against him.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Okay, so we'll talk more college football. Some things shook out. Hate it for Mississippi State. Mm. Shocking. I mean, again, it just tells you. It's a topsy-turvy world in the SEC, especially in the West. Missouri's going back to the SEC championship game, for those of you who have ignored and thumbed your nose at the Tigers since they came in the league. And A&M's held their own okay as well. So I have to say, pretty good. I don't know that it says it's good for the conference necessarily for the newbies to come in and play as well as they have, but Missouri better enjoy it while they can, because I'm going to guess the East isn't going to be down for long.
Missouri did something no other team's done this year. They went screen pass, screen pass, screen pass, tunnel screen. I mean, they saw something in that defense, and they even when it wasn't working, they just kept going to it.
Well, and on defense, you mentioned the blitz. They came ears pinned back all day long, and that's what works. I mean, look.
Yeah.
They don't want to throw screens. They didn't run too many draws the other day. They ran a couple. But Arkansas doesn't want to do that. So, I mean, if I was a defensive coordinator, I would bring pressure 24-7 against Arkansas. You show me you don't have a playmaker downfield. I'm going to play man, and I'm going to pin my ears back and bring pressure every single time. That's what I would do. What do I know? Interesting firing over the weekend. I thought if it was going to happen, it would have happened last year. They stick with him another season. All he does is turn out another 9-win season. But instead of riding it, Nebraska's getting off the Pelini train. What's up, Nebraska, Ed?
How shocking is that?
Yeah, good morning, fellas.
Good morning, buddy.
I'm not going to kid you about the Iowa game because both of them look like dogs do that day.
Yep.
They sure did. But the thing about it is, I think they're going to get Scott Frost, the offensive coordinator for Oregon. That's who they're leaning to. They say money's no issue. I sure hope they don't get used to Nutt because his name's got thrown in the ring, and I do not want him up there. Even though he's an Arkansas guy, I just don't like him. I was going to ask you, what do you think if Missouri upsets Alabama?
Oh,
there'll be no SEC teams in the top four.
Yeah, it's true.
That no one ever thought about that 2 weeks ago.
Well, no, we talked about it 3 weeks ago. I mean, we talked. Yep. It was a worst case scenario, but I mean, it certainly was a possibility.
Yeah. Wasn't it Nebraska that started Houston's decline with the fans?
Yes, yeah. That's right.
Was the LSU flirtation before or after
that was
Nebraska?
After.
Okay.
Well, I think he tried to use Nebraska to get a raise, which is what he did.
Well, I mean, that's not. I mean, everybody does it now. He's a trendsetter.
I can't fault you for that, I guess.
Yeah.
What you need up there is an exciting offense. There's no question about it. You need somebody who's going to think outside the box because you're just not going to get the same kind of talent as the other kids around the country. So a guy like Oregon who's going to bring something up-tempo. Because if you're going to lose, have fun.
Yeah.
He was a quarterback at Nebraska.
You know what's interesting, Ed? We were talking about this over the weekend, and I'm sure the Pigskin, if he's listening to this, is scoffing at me, but he does that a lot anyway. Nebraska and Michigan are in similar situations. You have two states that are not necessarily overly rich with talent. You have with Michigan, you got Michigan State to deal with now. It's kind of become big brother lately. I don't know if they're ever going to get back to the elite level again.
Well, Oklahoma did that for a while. They were stagnated, and they came back.
But Oklahoma's playing in a conference now that doesn't have a lot of competition. You know, at the top of the Big Ten, you still have Ohio State and Michigan's. You're not even the best team in your own state for Michigan.
What they'll be able to do, you're right, because I think on a consistent basis, it's going to be a lot more difficult. But if you get the right guy in there with the right personality and the right approach and understands actually what he can win with there, the Big Ten, you look at what Nebraska's done, and I think there's only been one other coach that's won more over Pelini's time as a head coach. A lot of it had to do with what he's playing against, okay? Yeah. So if you can put it together every few years, that team that can get into the full college team playoff, you get a shot to be relevant each year. I don't know about that dominance that we've seen. That, to me, is a far ways off.
Did he say Nebraska, that Oklahoma was back?
He said they went through a downtrodden time.
I mean, I wouldn't say they're down. I mean, they're not elite right now, but they're
5-3 in conference, fourth place. That's not elite.
Well, Baylor and TCU are potentially playoff teams, so let's not pretend like they don't have a couple of really good teams in that conference. And Kansas State's pretty darn good. They've been ranked most of the year. You do have your bottom feeders, which are really, really bad. And then you have, you know, Oklahoma State's having a down year. You know, Gundy is a guy that his name popped up, but they've been down this year. I assume his overall body of work would make him an eligible guy for a lot of places. Why not, if he wanted to jump to the Big Ten, he would be, to me, a viable option if I'm Nebraska.
Gundy?
Yeah. He could do worse. He's an offensive guy. He knows how to recruit the region.
His name comes up for every job. He gets no interviews. Guys, there's something there.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but he certainly got a pretty good resume. Savage, I didn't mean to hang up on you. Are you there? Savage, call back. Sorry, buddy. Hit the wrong button.
Savage.
How about the ACC dominating the SEC? That was one of the big storylines over the weekend. 4-0.
Shocking.
G-Tech over Georgia.
Shocking.
We didn't even pick the game. It seemed like such a foregone conclusion, which leads me to believe the Georgia Tech and that option offense, and by the way, the defense is better than it's been. The passing game is not as pathetically archaic as it's been. This may finally be the week. Florida State goes down.
Yeah, keep saying that.
I have been forever.
We've been saying
that
every single week.
But how? I mean, that's.
Happens. But it is neutral field.
I'm not surprised by it. Louisville should have beaten Kentucky, and they had a heck of a time doing it.
Did you see
Petrino?
Yeah, he wanted to beat everybody up before the game.
Don't blame him.
Man, he's got to get fined for that, doesn't he?
Maybe we'll see. Can't take hold of a opposing coach. Who else do we have? Georgia Tech, Florida State. What was the fourth one? What am I missing? There should be an obvious one, and I can't think of what it is.
Alabama, Missouri?
They didn't play this weekend.
No, this weekend. You're right.
Yeah, this last weekend there was one more. Anyway.
Clemson beat South Carolina.
There you go.
That's it. That one wasn't surprising either. So most of them weren't. Most of them were foregone conclusions, but still. LC.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Good. How you doing?
Good. I was just wondering if you saw some footage on Jimmy Whip and Malik Monk. I saw some this weekend, and who was sitting in the crowd when they were doing it.
I heard about it. I didn't see it. Did you go to the game?
No. I just saw some footage on the TV, and the Whip evidently lit it up.
He's tough now.
Well, I heard Monk had a pretty good game, too. I heard Calipari, Hoiberg, and Coach Anderson were all there. I don't know if anybody
listened. Yeah.
May has got no chance. Why is he wasting
taxpayers' money in Iowa flying all the way to Northwest Arkansas.
Maybe he's looking.
No chance.
Maybe he's looking at somebody else.
Who lets Kentucky land a plane in Arkansas?
Seriously,
we need a no-fly zone. Come on.
I'll tell you, man. It just bothers me that he's here. You know that I'm. And I, what do you think? I mean, do you know any of y'all know what's going on with Monk and what he's thinking? Or, you know, I know if it's right there for Kentucky, and it's almost like he can just grab him if he wants him.
No, but LC, considering we're going on a Arkansas Razorback basketball tour this week through Northwest Arkansas and following them for their game at Hilton Coliseum on Thursday, I'm going to guess we'll get a little insight, maybe off the record, but we'll definitely try to give you an update before the end of the week.
I hope Monk looks at what's going on.
Thanks,
right,
man.
Now at Kentucky. The guys that go in there think they're one and done's aren't, because they're not the focus of the offense. There's only going to be one guy the focus of the offense anymore. You're going to get drafted, but you're not getting drafted the first year.
Is it not annoying to you watching Calipari do post-game interviews like he's a member of the broadcast team? I mean, they're just over there yucking it up. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm like.
Oh, he's got it rolling.
Oh, it's so unfair. I'm like, golly, why don't you guys marry him?
He's got them all in their back, in his back pocket.
The guy's smooth.
They're in love with him.
He is smooth.
Oh. Jerry.
He's been doing it for a while.
Jerry.
Get yourself paid towards in a diarrhea award.
I wanted to ask your comments on the fact that four of our teams from the SEC lost non-conference games. And, you know, last year they lost 40% of their bowls. I just wonder how it reflects on the strength of the SEC being so much powerful than everybody else.
Well, Jerry, and I appreciate the call. You got to look at this, okay? And I saw a stat that some guy sent me the story this morning. He's like, oh, and, you know, the SEC hasn't done that well against the Big 12 and some other conferences. And I'm like, okay, typically in bowl games, it's not like the elite of the SEC. These are also-ran teams that are barely over 500 playing the second or third best team in another conference. So it's not an apples-to-apples comparison. Does anybody know where Louisville's going to finish in the Big East? They're going to finish a hell of a lot higher than Kentucky's going to in the SEC. By the way, Kentucky's not even SEC, not even bowl eligible. They're not going to the postseason. So to compare them to Louisville is not really fair. South Carolina's had a horrific year. They're down. They're squeaking into a bowl game. And they got beat by a Clemson team that's one of the elites in the ACC. So, again, it's not apples to apples. Florida is horrible, and they gave Florida State all they want until the end. Will you come on already? I mean, it's obvious. It's the eye test. Say what you want. I don't need to see records. I know for a fact, you think about it every year. Last year was a little bit weird. Alabama lost to an Oklahoma team. That was pretty much apples to apples, and Alabama got handled. But that's not that typical.
I think across the nation, college football's down a little bit this year. Overall. If they're not, Florida State's not undefeated.
I don't agree because it's a toss-up.
Yeah.
If the right now you have more than 14, probably 5-6 teams that got a chance to get in there and possibly win it all.
You know, you're going to have a team left out, Baylor, who could probably beat any of them on a given day.
Sure.
You think Baylor's getting left out?
Yeah.
I'll debate that. We can talk about that when we come back.
TCU's going to be ahead of them.
They shouldn't be. And they won't be after they beat Kansas State, my opinion. And a lot of people agree
with
me.
That's their only hope. And they got to beat them bad. They got to have style points. And I don't know if you can get that against Snyder.
TCU can't help themselves this weekend. They're playing Iowa State. So we'll see.
Are y'all staying for that?
No, it's at TCU, and I wouldn't anyway. watch live TV on the go with the new Suddenlink to Go app. And this week, you can also get some fantastic new shows from our friends at Suddenlink as well. Take it with you, too, because they've got the ESPN to Go app and all that. You can get through the Suddenlink website. More information, suddenlink.com or 979-836-6901 for all the details you need. And you know they've got some speed upgrades coming for our friends in Cabot. And if you need home phone, if you need internet service to go with that fantastic programming package, Suddenlink's got you covered on all of it and then some. This week, in fact, tomorrow, some movies coming out. Seriously, Tommy, can you wait till we take a break? Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, The 100-Foot Journey, As Above and Sea Below, all coming out on Suddenlink On Demand. I'm going to take a break. I can't do this. Okay, we'll be back in a second.